This is Susie Larson. I want to thank you today for downloading this podcast from Live the Promise. I do hope you enjoy it. Thanks also for your continued support of Faith Radio. I want you to know you can donate anytime by clicking on the Support Faith Radio tab. Have a great afternoon, and God bless you. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson here with Tim Marks on the board, Grace on the phone lines, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome, welcome to Live the Promise. A very happy Wednesday to you. Another beautiful day across the upper Midwest, and we have a great show for you planned today. Every once in a while, we like to set aside a day. We call it a Ministry of Music Day, where we just pause and we enjoy God's presence through the gift of music. And so we love to hear what songs are speaking to you these days and why. And so we're going to open the phone lines up right away. And it is Book Giveaway Wednesday, so I've got 5 copies of my book, Embracing Your Freedom, to give away, as well as a couple of Moody classics. So if you've got a song in your heart that God's been really using in your life, we're going to do our best to pull it up for you today. We've got our good friend Nicole Serrano in studio playing her guitar. Well, she'll be playing some songs. We'll be playing some excerpts of songs that others have written in on Facebook. So I want to hear from you, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Otherwise, email me, susie@faithradionet.com. So, Tim, we had our IJM benefit last night. We've been telling you about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had a little over 400 people in the house. It was just great and a powerful evening. And on every side of it, I can't even tell you, so many young people who are passionate about this cause showed up, where normally our benefits are these expensive sit-down dinners. Well, this was free at this really retro theater. It just kind of spoke to that young crowd. But so many people, we had times of prayer to pray for an end of this slavery, this sex trafficking, and it was just an amazing night.
That is powerful. Now, it was in the theater. Did you show a video, or what was the night like?
It was really great. We actually closed down the theater for that night and kind of took it over, which was really wonderful. And so we had Jenny and Tyler, friends of Sarah and Troy Groves. They're from Nashville. They did some music. We had a short 15-minute video from IJM just to celebrate their 15-year anniversary. We had an IJM speaker. I was the MC. And then there was a point where we saw the At the End of Slavery film, and that's about 15, 20 minutes long. And you know, there was popcorn and soda and treats and stuff. And so there was a casualness about it, but an engagement. It really, really did fit the younger crowd. And we weren't exactly marketing it that way, but they ate it up. And then we had times where we paused and prayed for different regions and just kind of marveled at the success and the climate, the slavery climate that's changed because of IJM's presence. The whole thing was just powerful.
That sounds like a very powerful evening. So I wish I could have been there, but
yeah,
I was otherwise tied up.
Yeah, I think he was at the baseball game, but anyway.
No, not that. That time.
No, that's right. Okay. Well, no, I want to tell you this morning, Kevin and I, we're always dead to the world the day after our IJM events because we're the last people to leave because we're part of the team and we're not night people, especially me. So we're sitting on the deck. It's our favorite place, snuggling with our pit bull, having our coffee. I've got my iPhone propped up in my worship playlist, which I love, you know, love worship music. And I have my head back, and we're just, like, barely able to move this morning. My son Jake calls. He calls us about 3-4 times a week. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, you'll never believe it. We're sitting here snuggling with our pit bull, holding our cup of coffee, listening to worship music, and we're not able to move because we're so tired. And he goes, and what about that? Am I not supposed to believe?
What's new is what
you're
trying to say.
That's what you're always doing. That's my memory of you. It was great. So anyway, we're so excited to talk with you today and to just kind of get into God's presence and enjoy music. As we said, we've got our good friend Nicole Serrano in studio with her guitar. We've got some reverb. Tim was just determined to get her some reverb, so her sound is going to be amazing. That's right. But in between, we want to hear from you. Is there a song that's been speaking to you, that ministering to you, and why? I want to know why as well. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Let me tell you about our friend Nicole, and we'll get her on the show. Nicole Serrano in 2008 released her debut album, The Way It Should Be. She successfully sold numerous copies as an independent artist. In 2010, What I Really Want to Say, written with Jonathan Lee, lit up YouTube. Fans and listeners shared it with friends all over the web, and seemingly overnight it reached throughout the U.S. and overseas. In the beginning of 2011, McPherson Guitars saw the video and signed her on as one of their endorsed artists, and just having raised some musicians, let me tell you, that's no small thing. She's shared the stage with artists like Starfield, Derek Webb, Superchick, and Group One crew, to name a few. She's also collaborated with great writers like Mia Fields of Hillsong, Jeff Dio, and Michael Farron of Pocketful of Rocks. In 2009, she founded the Kimwanga Project. She talked about this last time she was on the air. It raises funds, provides food and medicine and shelter for widows in the Kimwanga village of Uganda, Africa. You can purchase a bracelet at her live shows and support the cause, and you can check it out at the Kimwanga Project. WordPress.com. Welcome back to the studio, our friend. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So we always start out talking scripture, and I just want to throw a verse out there that God's been speaking to me. He brings me back to again and again, and it's Acts 3:19, and it says, "And so repent, so that times of refreshing may come." And my mentor gave that to me. I was feeling weary. I'm at the end of my season. And she said, "I've been praying for you." And she said, "I have this verse I want to share with you." And she's so cute. She goes, "But I'm sure the repentance part doesn't apply to you. He just wants to bring times of refreshing." And I'm like, "Nope, I'm going to take that whole verse." And I actually blogged about it a couple weeks ago. But sitting in God's presence and realizing, you know, "Lord, search me, search my heart," seeing how lines blur in different places, Tim, that really does happen where your time commitments get away from you. You say yes when you should say no, where you don't acknowledge someone you love when you know you should. And I think we need to pause every once in a while and say, "Search me, Lord," and then repent and say, Lord, I could have done it different. I should have done that. Please forgive me." There's something so powerfully refreshing and not condemning about that, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. There really is. And all of us need that reset. And it doesn't come in the busyness of life. It comes in the quiet times, in the times of worship.
Yeah, and so I do pray that actually happens for you today as you listen. You listen to the music, that God will search your heart. And if you need a reset, this would be one such hour that you get a reset of the soul. And so, Nicole, what's God been talking to you about these days? What's been going on in your life, in your heart? I know that, you know, just, I know you've been a busy girl, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess just, I've just been reminded that He is always pursuing me.
Mm,
and His love is always right behind me, right in front of me.
Yeah.
All around. And it's easy to kind of get overwhelmed sometimes by life or just different situations and forget that He never changes, and He's still right there.
And He's so for you. Psalm 139:5 says, "You both proceed and follow me. Mm-hmm. You place your hand of blessing upon my head." He's got you. Well, let's start out with you gave me a song list here. Let's start out with "Consuming Fire." Can we do that?
Let's do it.
There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. Fill us anew, we pray. Fill us anew, we pray. Consuming fire. Passion for your name, Spirit of God, fall in this place, and Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way with us. Come like a rushing with power from on high. And I will set the captives free and leave us abandoned to your praise. And Lord, let your glory fall. Lord, let your glory
in me. absolutely beautiful. I just want to pray. See, this is what happens. Worship makes you want to pray. Let's pray. Father, I want to commit this time to you, Lord, and we do ask you, have your way in us, Lord. We don't want to be afraid of repentance. We don't want to be afraid of being still, as Tim says, just to know that you are God, to give you a chance to speak to us so that you can have your way in our lives. Forgive us for being so busy at times. Forgive us for making decisions based on fear and insecurity and selfishness. We want to be more like you, Lord, and we commit this hour to you. And I pray for every person listening, wherever they are, that they would pause and they would know that you are God and that it's a good thing to worship you, to be in your presence, to acknowledge that you are God Most High. And as Nicole says, you're always chasing after us. You're always pursuing us, and you're also outgoing before us as well. Thank you for being an ever-present help in times of trouble. We love you. We worship you. And it's so good to praise your name this hour. We give you this time in Jesus' name. We've got a caller, and they've got a question. I don't see a name on the screen, but let's get that person on the line. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, that's Joyce. I see. Okay, good to see you, or good to talk with you, I mean. Do you have a song that God's been speaking to you about?
Yes. Kirk Franklin did a song called I Am, and that just breaks down all the ways God has manifested himself in my life during this time, and so that has really been ministering to me, you know, as my redeemer, my provider, my shelter, strong tower. I mean, it just really
breaks it down.
That makes sure I don't be driving when I listen to it.
And Kirk makes me want to exercise, let me tell you that right now. He's awesome. So we've got it written down, and so during maybe one of Nicole's songs, I'll see if our wonderful producer can pull that up for you, Joyce. But thank you. And you're going to get a copy of Embracing Your Freedom, so make sure to give Grace your address. Yeah, God bless you, honey.
Thanks so much for doing this, Susie. This is really great. Thank you.
Very cool, hon. Bless you. Thank you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Otherwise, you can email me, Susie@faithradionet.com. Okay, your next song, Nicole. I feel like I'm so bossy, but, well, I sort of am. You're not ready yet?
No, I forgot to download it.
No.
I was really excited.
Love live radio. Good. So I'm not so bossy. She's bossy. Did you hear what she just did?
I'm not doing that.
So how about Hosanna?
That sounds great.
Okay, honey, let's do that one.
And we're all I miss. We get all I miss.
Beautiful, beautiful. Nicole, I love the gift of God in you so, so much. So great to have you with us today. Hey, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Nicole Serrano. I have her in studio with her guitar. She's just the coolest thing ever. And we're really devoting today as a ministry of music. We do this every once in a while just because we love how music ushers us right into the presence of God. And it's just good to pause and be still and know that He is God. We're also taking your requests. Sometimes we're able to pull up those songs, other times not. But I still want to know what songs are ministering to you these days and why. And it is Book Giveaway Wednesday. We've got a stack of Freedom Books to give away. So give us a call, 877-933-2484. Otherwise, email Susie@faithradionet.com. We've got Lisa calling from Madison. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susie.
How are you?
I'm good. Nicole, you are amazing. I'm so grateful that she's on your show again.
Isn't she great? Yeah.
Yeah. I just got back from my mission trip in Honduras, and the song Gratitude by Nicole Nordman has been surrounding me, and I am so touched by it, especially the end part where it says that we're blessed beyond our dreams in abundance and in need.
Wow.
So that's what song is ministering to me right now.
Well, thank you for sharing. I don't know that we have it in our library, but I'm writing these down so we can chase them down for next time. But I like the idea of this anyway, because others are going to check out that song as well. So welcome back from your mission trip, Lisa. And you're going to get a copy of the Freedom Book as well. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bless you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Well, we had quite a few requests on Facebook, and one of them was called All This Time by Britt Nicole. And Jennifer says, this song reminds me of when I was young and going through a lot of hurt and rejection. I remember when God came to me, and He's been with me ever since. Let's play a portion of that song. Loving this. You know, I see two themes emerging so far in some of the songs we've heard and what Nicole said. Two things. Have your way in us, O Lord, to give God access and room. Are there places in your life maybe that you're not giving Him room and you're wondering, why does this area feel so broken? Why does this area feel like God's not there? Open up that area. You know, is it your finances, your relationships, your future? You know what? Say, Lord, have your way in me. And the other one is, you've been with me all this time. You go before me. You've got my back. And you're with me every step of the way. He is with you. Those are great, great, great reminders. 877-933-2484. We've got to go to break in 5 minutes, but I think we can get one more song out of you, Nicole, before that break. Let's see, Rescue. How about that one?
Yes.
behind, no one else will do. And I will take hold of you, 'cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Well, if you just tuned in, this is a different day for us. Oftentimes we're talking to authors and people in ministry, and it's a talk show hour, right? But we just love Jesus so much, and we love to just pause and worship him sometimes. So we're just dedicating the day, this hour, I should say, to a ministry of music. And as best we can, we're taking your requests. And I asked the question on Facebook, what songs are ministering to you these days and why? Got a whole list of songs from people. And you want to communicate that way or by email, Susie@faithradionet.com. On the other side of the break, we're going to play The Hurt by Mercy Me and Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns, Sweet Holy Spirit by New World Sun, and In Your Arms by Meredith Andrews, and a few songs as well from Nicole. We've got a good list from her, but maybe you've heard her before and you want to hear a special song from Nicole. We welcome you to call in as well. It is Book Giveaway Wednesday, so I got a few copies of my book, Embracing Your Freedom, and a couple of Moody classics, all compliments of Moody Publishers. So we want you to just join in this time. I pray your soul just gets nourished in this hour. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Otherwise, email me, Susie@faithradionet.com. We're just taking a moment to enjoy God's presence in the ministry of music. More with Nicole Serrano in just a moment.
Let the sons and the daughters sing. of surrendering my heart to you, O Lord. I surrender to the King.
Let the worship come.
That song's speaking to me these days. That's from Pocketful of Rocks, Let the Worshippers Arise. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really doing a different day here. We do it every once in a while, and we always get great feedback about this show. Just having a ministry of music day. We've got Nicole Serrano in studio. And if you've never heard of Nicole, you need to check her out. You can even find her on YouTube. Go to YouTube and type it in. You'll see some amazing, amazing videos of her singing. And so, Nicole, let's go to your next song, and then I'll get to some of these requests here. So your next one, let's see, From the Inside Out. How's that one sound?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I just fixed my little microphone here.
A thousand times I failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Purpose remains, the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Yeah. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out to you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Nicole, so much. We've got quite a few requests here. Boy, this hour just whips right by. Well, a listener, Jennifer Bowling, asked for the song Sweet Holy Spirit by New World Sun, and she says, it's such a soul-moving song and has so much truth in it, like how pride weighs us down, how we get so wrapped up with everything that we're doing that we don't always take the time out for the Lord. With this, I've put God first and let him guide my way. It works out so much better that way. I love that what she said about that song, and so we all need those moments where we we quit trying to do everything on our own. We give God room and space and time to move in our lives. So this is called Sweet Holy Spirit by New World Sun. Didn't go like I thought it would. That was cool. When it first started, I thought, is this an old song? But kind of rocked, didn't it, Nicole?
Oh, I was feeling it.
I love that. That was New World Song. I'm going to check them out. That's another reason I love doing this. We learn about some of these really powerful songs. So your next one is going to be Your Love Never Fails by Jesus Culture. Are you ready for that one? You get to decide.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, 'cause your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have no mercies for me every day, and your love never fails, no. You stay the same through the ages, and your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas, 'cause your love never fails. Chasm is far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side, but your love never fails. No, no. You stay the same through the ages, and your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, joy comes with the morning. Oh, and when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me, together for my good. As I follow you, you make all things work together for my good. I can trust that you make all things work together for my good.
Excellent song. You make all things work together for my good. Boy, this time's going by so fast. So we had an email from a listener, Janelle, and she would love to hear You Deliver Me by Selah. So if you are in a place where you feel like there is no way out, you know what? God makes a way where there is no way, and he is the deliverer. So enjoy a portion of this song.
When the road is winding, way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given you in this life. When I
powerful. I love Selah. You deliver me. Well, if you just tuned in, we just got a little bit of time left to take your calls. We're setting aside a day to just worship, to kind of enter into God's presence through music. Want to hear what songs bless and encourage you and why? We'll probably take calls for another 8 minutes or so. Love to hear from you. We've got some books to give away. It's Book Giveaway Wednesday, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Otherwise, feel free to email me, Susie, at faithradionet.com. Okay, Nicole. We have Nicole Serrano in studio. By the way, phenomenal worship leader. I've done a couple of events with her, and you can go to her website if you want to make contact with her. If you need a worship, she's like a one-woman band. She pulls it off. She does great. You love working with the band, too, but can totally go her own if she wants. NicoleSerranoMusic.com is that web address. Next song is I Will Exalt. Great song.
Presence is all I need, it's all I want, it's all I seek, and without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I and without it, I'm not living. And I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. Your presence is all I need, it's all I want, it's all I seek, and without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it. Without it, I'm not living. And I praise. Oh Lord, there will be no one like you, and no one beside you alone, Lord, worthy of all praise. And I will exalt you,
Your presence is all I need. You know, I think it's Psalm 16:11. It's in your presence. The fullness of joy is found. And we just really are hoping to provide you a little window of time this hour today where we sort of depart from our regular programming and just enter in. We worship. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And we acknowledge that he is God and he is for us and he is with us. We've got a caller. Once again, I don't see a name there, but love to hear from you. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Gee, it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Do you have a song that you like?
Well, one that just kind of piqued my radar lately has been I'm Not Ashamed by Billy Yasudian.
Hmm. Tell me how you – well, I shouldn't ask you how you spell that. Tell me that name again.
Billy Yasudian. I think it's Y-E-S-U-D-I-A-N.
I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah, he's like a rapper from India, but he raps about Jesus Christ, and that is just so amazing for me.
Awesome. What about his music speaks to you so much?
Well, I have some nephews and some younger folks who listen to hip-hop and want to be kind of in that way of entertaining, but just to have the message of Christ coming through in that format, I think that is so refreshing and you know, such an avenue to reach young people.
Yeah, love your conviction as well, Bob. Thank you so much. So as we're doing, I'm collecting kind of a list that we don't have in our library so we can have it next time. So I really appreciate this. I'm going to check him out for sure. So thank you. And you get a book. Make sure to give Grace your address. We'll send you a book, all right? Bless you. So we only have a few minutes left, and so I'm wondering if we could do None But Jesus, Michelle, Nicole. I mean, I think we might have. I was looking at that Michael Gunger. That's where I said Michelle. Sorry about that.
Well, that's been like a common mistake.
Has it really?
People just call me Michelle.
Really? Wow. Are you covering for me? Bless your heart if you are.
No, that's actually true.
Okay, good. Thanks. None But Jesus.
In the quiet. In the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. And when you when you call, I won't Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me. There's none but Jesus, crucified to set.
Beautiful, Nicole. Thank you so much for sharing your gift with us today.
Thank you for letting me.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a great honor to have you here. Would you mind closing us in prayer? Would that be okay? You know what I'm thinking about is how you were saying that he just goes after us. And I'm thinking of Psalm 23, that blessings chase and overtake the righteous. Scripture also says that he rewards those who earnestly seek after him. So my prayer for every single person listening today, that God would stir up in us this relentless pursuit of him as well. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for just a renewed passion for each of us to go after him the way he goes after us? I'd love
Absolutely.
That.
God, we just thank you so much for your love and for who you are. And we thank you that you know everything about us and still you choose to love us and still you stick around and you pursue us. And I thank you so much for your love. And I pray for every person listening, God, that you would just make yourself so known to them in such a personal way, God, that that you would just be a friend, be father, be comforter, be everything that we need, God, that we can just rest in who you are and lean into you, God. And I pray just for a passion and just a desire to get to know you more, to know you deeper, and to love you better, God. And I thank you so much for this time with you. Pray you'd bless everyone listening and just have your way. In
have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Nicole, we love you here. Thanks so much for sharing
Thank
your
you.
Gift with us today. I'm going to leave you with this wonderful passage, Psalm 23. Listen to this. You have all that you need in him. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me and protect me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I pray today's show challenged, blessed, and encouraged you. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Suzy Larson. You can find a podcast of this show up on our website at faithradionet.com. Give us a couple minutes. It'll be up there. Share it with a friend if you think the music today will just encourage and bless. I want you to tune in tomorrow. My guest will be Dr. Charles Page. And guess what we're talking about? Insomnia from a biblical perspective, how to find sleep. You know, that's an issue for me. Maybe it is for you. His book is titled Surrender to Sleep, Turning Your Heart to God While Facing Sleep Disorders and Insomnia. I'm sort of excited about this conversation. I hope I can sleep tonight. Well, every Wednesday I post a blog, and today's post was kind of different. I titled it, They Don't Know. You remember Jesus on the cross said, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. So much of our sin comes out of our ignorance of not knowing who God is and what he has for us. So that blog is there on SusieLarson.com. Check it out. Well, finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. And He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day and run hard after God. He's running hard after you. In Jesus' name. Talk to you tomorrow.